Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It's still cold and snow-filled out there where we are. So, but we're all here. Good to see everybody's face. All
good
safe
to see
and sound
you, man.
And warm. Our heater's never used in the studio because for me, I keep it cold. So we're but they turned the heater on this morning and now it smells weird.
Yeah, thanks for letting us turn that on.
That's how often we don't use the heater. And now all of a sudden, it smells real bad in the studio. Let's go around the room. When it comes to fajitas, he says he makes the best. But don't ask him what happened to a smoking chicken business. It's something he will not address. Producer Eddie!
Okay, I know there's a lot of TV out there to watch, right? But there is a movie that I watched the other day that is unbelievable.
New or old?
It's new. Okay. Brand new. It's on Netflix. And it's called Society in the Snow. Or of the Snow.
Okay.
One of the two. But anyway, it's a true story about that plane crash that happened in the Andes in the 70s. There's a plane.
Rugby team.
It's a rugby team and other people in there. I don't want to say too much about it. It is a true story, but I'm not going to ruin anything.
Is it that book again, Miracle in the Andes?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Also a book called Alive.
Yeah, and there's a series that's roughly based on it with all the girls, the soccer team that flies
around. And it was really good.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's amazing. Here's the thing, though. It is in Spanish.
Oh, I'm out.
No, stop, stop.
It's subtitles.
You have to read it. I'm but, out. Dude, it's a little dark. You're not going to come out watching this movie being like, oh, that's so fun. It's not fun.
It's very dark.
Did you watch this movie too?
Well, I've read the book. I tried to start the movie, but reading the book and having your own, your imagination go to where they had to go is one thing, but watching it on a screen, I really struggled with that. So I didn't finish it.
Bones, watch this thing. You're going to love it.
I don't care about the darkness. If I can choose, I'm not picking subtitles.
What do you mean?
Okay,
you know what? I think the option there to have the dub over.
I hate that worse.
Oh, yeah. That's so
well,
bad.
You have to watch it because it's worse. So good.
But would you be able to, this don't, is where the conversation.
Yeah, I would eat
Eddie,
all of you. I would eat all of you
Eddie,
immediately.
Isn't spoiling anything. Dear,
don't spoil anything.
Yes, you could eat them. They had to eat each other. Wait, that story's been out forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, they eat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. All right, next up. He refuses to get a new car and says on the show he's the biggest superstar. It's Lunchbox.
Oh, guys, I was an eyewitness to a tell me something good / what are you thinking moment. So walking down Broadway, where all the bars are on Sunday, there's this lady named Becky Fehrenbacher.
Why were you on Sunday a bar? Why are you barring?
Sore Losers Convention was in town.
Got it. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a $50 bill on the sidewalk, and this Becky finds it. She picks it up, and I'm like, oh, yes, next round's on her. And what does she do? She doesn't even put it in her pocket. She walks 100 feet, and there's kids playing buckets.
Like for money?
Yeah, and she put the $50 bill in there. And I'm like, what? And she said, those kids can use it more than I can.
Love that.
And I'm like, wow.
That's pretty good. What would you have done had you found it?
Huh. Put it in my pocket.
Would you have done drinks on me, though?
Maybe for me.
Drinks on you by you.
By me, yeah. Got I don't know how to buy it. Everybody drinks,
got
but
it, got
I was
it,
like,
it.
Yeah, Becky's going to buy drinks. And Becky's like, for the kids. And I'm like.
How do you know her name is Becky again?
She was part of the convention.
Got it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. She does not have a word of the year this year, but we hear her words on the radio every day and they bring us lots of cheer. Amy. All right. There you go.
So I saw on Instagram, there's this store that has a two shopping basket option. There's white baskets and black baskets. And the white one is like, hey, I'm cool shopping alone. You don't need to assist me, help me, talk to me, anything. And then the black one's like, I'm happy to be assisted if you'd like to ask me if I need help.
I like that. It's like you said, you went to a massage place and they were like, what's the level of talking you want?
Yeah, there was three options. It was like no talking at all. And then it was like moderate talking. And then it was like talk my face off.
How do you moderate talk, though?
Just keep it short.
Yeah, I like know, but it's like every 7 minutes. Oh, God, I got to get moderate again. So I think that's interesting. What if you just don't know? Because sometimes I'll go in and I'll be like, I just want to get in and out. But then all of a sudden I do have questions. And then I feel bad for them because they know some people just do not want to be asked. Hey, if you need any help, let me know. But they have to say it to every single person.
I know. Yeah. I wonder how strict the employees have to be. Because if you've got a white basket and you ask a question, they're like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to you.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he can't golf in the snow, so he's feeling pretty low. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I have on my Texas Ranchers hat. It's the pickleball team that I'm a part owner of. It's a Major League Pickleball. And so a lot of people are like, what's happening with the team? Well, in the 2023 season, we finished 19 out of 24.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's not bad for first season.
True, but that's not still.
Well, you got to start somewhere, man.
24.
We have four players on our team: Dylan Frazier, Georgia Johnson, Lauren Stratman, and Travis Rettenmeyer. And we are an MLP team located in Austin, Texas. And it says owner info: owned by Scotty Scheffler. Doing that
golfer.
Is golfer. Zach Bryan.
Heard of him?
Singer. Taylor Fritz. Is he a tennis player?
Fritz.
Bobby Bones.
I don't know who that is.
Micah Parsons.
Yeah!
Lil Wayne and Miles Garrett.
Yeah, he's a tennis player. Whoa.
Taylor Fritz, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so our first year, not that great. So I think we're in the offseason now.
When are you having an owner's meeting, dude? You need to hang out with Micah Parsons.
If I hear you, I don't know if there is one or I don't get invited to that.
You need to start one.
Yeah, so Texas Ranchers got my hat on here.
I like the logo, too, of the cowboy with a pickleball paddle riding a horse.
He's ranching, man. Ranching. He's pickleball ranching. Know what I mean?
Oh, I saw that Taylor guy on... Breakpoint. It's like an episode on Netflix.
Yeah, tennis.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Well, once I saw his face, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That show's pretty good.
Cool. Thanks for the heads up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, whoa, Bobby Bones. I reconnected with a girl I went to high school with at our 10-year reunion. We had a bit of a romantic fling, but then she went back to her home, which is the next day, about 4 to 5 hours. That was the last time we've seen each other. But we have talked on the phone, and we have FaceTime. I've always dreamed of living in the city she lives in, and I can work remotely, so I was thinking of moving closer to her. If it didn't work out between us, I think I would still enjoy living there, but she would definitely be the main reason for the move. Is this a crazy idea? Should I tell her I'm seriously thinking about it? Signed, Sleepless in San Antonio. So here's the thing. It's fine to tell her, but you gotta tell her whenever it doesn't feel like you're a psycho stalker or not too early. It's got to come up organically. It can't come up right now. I'm just telling you, you can't call her and be like, I want to move where you are. Because she's going to be like, whoa, buddy, pump brakes.
Right.
What you do is you get in this relationship, you do long, you go see her, she comes see you. But you're going to get huge points for whenever it's like, well, eventually one of us has to move. And you're like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, wait for that. Got it.
Then you got like one, you got surplus. You got like one extra that you can use for whatever you want later. New dog, new hunting dog. Tickets to the playoff game.
Golf anytime you want.
Yeah, so I wouldn't do it this quick. I know you want to move there anyway, but you could actually jeopardize the relationship, even if the relationship wasn't the reason you wanted to move. Because she'd be like, what the heck?
I mean, he said she's definitely the main reason, so.
But that's okay. Yeah, yeah, still, though, you want right. to play cool.
Yeah, 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 definitely. That's what I'm in agreement
with.
If
she looks out her window and sees a U-Haul, you moving next door?
That's not good.
It's not going to work.
Yes. So, good luck. Do this. You're going to have to invest a little time dating her, going to see her, her coming to see you. But then after that, you can definitely talk about the hamburger, you know? Yeah. Long-distance relationships, there's got to be a bun. That's where you meet. There's got to be the meat. That's where you do all your long distancing.
Yeah, you got to build up the meat.
But then you got to have that backup. You got to have that bun on top too. And that's where you decide,
okay, we're now a hamburger. How are we going to close this thing off so a human can eat us? The whole thing's weird, I just said, but you got
very
it.
Weird.
Yeah.
You've stuck with that analogy for years. So.
I refuse to let it go. All right, thank you. Good luck. Sleepless in San Antonio. You can do it. Just don't do it creepily. All right, thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Whenever we started the show, my intro for Lunchbox included that he didn't have a car still. But Morgan was like, he has got to get a car because it's now affecting all of us, too. What happened?
Yeah, so he had this big convention happen, like huge, you know, event for him. And I'm sitting here at work working and I'm about to leave, like literally 2 minutes from leaving. And I get a text from Lunchbox. He's like, yo, can you drop me off so I can go to this? And I'm like,
it's like a 10th grader.
Yo.
What?
Can you drop me off?
Like, first off, you knew you were going to this. You didn't ask me in advance or anything. Like, you just thought, hey, Morgan has nothing better to do than drop me off at this really important event that I have to go to.
When are you getting a car?
Oh, I don't know yet, man. I haven't figured it out.
As long as people continue to do things like this, why should you?
It was a nice gesture for Morgan to do. I said thank you. Right?
Yeah, but you didn't plan it. You could be like the day before, be like, hey, any chance after work tomorrow you can drop me off? It was like, you know what? Morgan doesn't have a life.
Does he get mad whenever you won't take him?
Yeah, like, he'll give me crap for it for days.
Here's the deal. You don't give him advance notice because then they can come up with an excuse. If you just drop it on them, they got to think on their feet. And if they have nothing going on, they're like, okay.
Or they do have something going on, yet they'll still be nice enough to go, I'll sacrifice this time doing this and take you.
Ah, you can tell by their eyes if they're lying or not.
So, was she lying?
No, she was good. She didn't have anything to do, so she took me.
I did have stuff to do.
And I was like, and
I had to take him to Broadway.
What did you do when it was snowing? Like, what are you doing to get up here?
I took the wife's car.
So, she's at home with no car.
Yeah. So, if something goes down, on her own. With three kids, no car.
What does she say about you just refusing to buy a car? And why don't you buy one now?
Well, because every once in a while, the Altima does start. Uh-huh. So why, if it's still starting every once in a while, why get rid of it? B.
You did one, then B. I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, B. I just don't know what I want. Haven't thought of it. Haven't had time.
Would you ever just get another Altima since you've had this one for so long?
Well, here's the problem. All three kids can't even fit in the Altima. So it probably has to be a little bit bigger.
Oh. So no sports car? That's done?
Yeah. That's Lambo's out. Mm.
For at least the second time in as many days, the Iowa State Patrol has caught a driver going over 90 miles an hour while the state was experiencing blizzard conditions. 90?
In the blizzards?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, no, you don't have a car.
Yeah.
I guess your wife's SUV.
Yeah, but it doesn't go.
What if you get her a new car? You just keep hers.
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Do you like hers?
We also
whatever, it's paid off.
Right. So why don't you get her a new car?
So then she gets a car payment. Good idea.
Oh, yeah, you have separate bank accounts.
Oh, okay. So that technically is her car.
So you'd have to buy it from her?
Yeah.
You guys got some weird stuff going on over there. KCCI with that story about Iowa.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to do about a car.
Buy one. Is your resolution to get a car this year, 2024?
No, that hadn't been the resolution. But I am rolling dirty.
You have drugs on you in the car?
No. License plate expired.
You're such a rebel.
And it costs $80 to renew it. And I'm like, man.
Your wife's tag or your Altima?
My Altima.
Oh, so today you're riding.
So I'm good.
Yeah.
But at Altima, man, I'm like, why would I pay the $80? It's on its last leg. Mm-hmm. Don't even know if it's worth $80 to get it renewed.
I don't know that's worth $80, period. Right. Even the Altima itself. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, maybe I can donate it.
Okay, then do that.
Do I get a tax write-off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, they do much? Cars
for $80.
Clunkers for cars. Yes. I don't know.
Clunkers for
something like that. Clunkers for dunkers or something.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, this story is going to be a PSA to microchip your pets if you can do it, because this guy Chad, he's a long haul trucker, and his cat Tyler would always be out on the road with him. Well, he stopped at this one truck stop, and his cat got out. Ran away.
That sucks.
Looked everywhere. Even when he would be driving back through with a load or whatever, he'd stop there, look for his cat. Well, his cat ended up 670 miles away in Wyoming. Wow. They think maybe he hitched another ride, hopped on another truck.
Well, yeah, I mean, lots of trucks, I'd assume, yeah.
Not walking.
Maybe he got up on the wrong truck.
Oh. Right, that's what I was thinking.
It's red. Wrong red one.
Mm-hmm. He's like, where's my dad? Well, luckily a trucker that found him took him to a local shelter in Wyoming, and they checked to see if he had a chip, scanned it, boop, and that led them back to Chad. So Chad's just thankful to have Tyler back with him, but he also wants to encourage people, microchip your cats or dogs.
You can also put an air tag on them, which we did, and it had been snowing at our house for days and days, and Eller is half hound, half
husky,
and man, you talk about snow. She loves it. That's like natural habitat for her. There doesn't snow a lot here, but she is full husky mode when it happens. Well, she goes out in the, we have a bunch of woods behind our house. We can't find her. So I hit the air tag to find her and it goes, she's 5 feet from me. And I'm looking, she took the air tag off.
Oh,
knocked it off with her paw. I was laying beside right where her bed is. And then she went out running.
Oh,
she didn't want you to track her. Got it.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. She knocked it off. I always see her playing with it. She knocked it off and ran out in the woods. We found her. She's good. But dogs, man. Hey, just exactly like kids.
Hey, identical.
Yeah, identical. All right. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
One of the things we're asked to update the most is Eddie and his son in the Drake concert. We've talked about it twice. Eddie first comes and goes, my son, 15, wants to go to a Drake concert. I don't know if I should let him because Drake says bad words.
And he's 15 years old. Right.
Then we checked in again last week and you were still torn. So what happened? Because I know you had to make up your mind.
Yeah. So after I talked to you guys a little bit, I went to some people here in the building and said, hey, is it even possible for me to get tickets to this concert? And they said, yeah, how many do you want? I was like, oh, this is huge. So I asked for 2 tickets and they said, no problem. You can have 2 tickets to Drake. So then I go home.
You have decided then you're going to let him go, but he has to go with you.
Correct.
Got it.
Which I think is perfect. Like if he wants to go to a concert, why not experience that with his dad? Who's cool and like, you know, down with Drake.
Okay, stop saying stuff like that. Stop. Nobody cool says they're cool and nobody says down with Drake.
Down with the music, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I go knock on his door and I'm like, hey man, can I talk to you for a second? He's like, yeah, what's up, dad? Hey, do you want to go to Drake? He's like, oh, dad, I want to go so bad. I said, all right, guess what? Dad got 2 tickets. We're going to Drake. And he goes, what? No, I don't want to go with you, dad. I said, what do you mean? I got 2 tickets.
You told him you were down with Drake, though, right? You said that.
I said, I'm down with Drake.
I'm down with Drake, yeah.
And I even told, I told Siri, I'm like, hey, turn it up. Let's go. Look, we're going to listen to that live. And he goes, dad, no offense. I just don't want to go with you. If I can't go with my friends, I don't want to go at all.
Wow.
And it kind of hurt my feelings, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool. Like, I don't understand why he wouldn't want to go to a show with me.
Mostly because you keep saying how cool you are.
Because you're down with it.
Yeah. You're his dad, dude. You could be the coolest. I think you're cool, but you're still his dad.
Yeah, but what's so embarrassing about going with your dad to a show?
The last time you picked him up or took him to a dance, you did the whole Uber bit that you do to all his friends.
His friends loved it. Yeah. I pulled up to the restaurant and I'm like, oh, yeah, picking up you guys? Yeah, come on in. Then I asked, you guys from out of town?
But everybody's embarrassed by their parents, right? Yeah. At 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, but I would think that he could go with you if you just dial it back a little bit.
Okay.
So you're not going to let him go if you don't go. That's the line you've drawn.
Well, I've already made my decision. He's not going with his friends. We're not dropping him off at the venue, and he's going to hang out there for 4 hours with his buddies at a Drake concert. Not going to happen.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, sure, but maybe that'll happen in 2 years. Not right now.
Yeah, when he's 18.
Yeah, perfect. 18. He can drive there.
He'll go vote, and then after that, he'll go to the Drake concert.
Of course.
Cool.
So, when is the show?
I think it's like this month.
Oh, February.
Yeah, February. Yeah.
Okay. Let us know what he decides. But you have your foot is down. No friends. He has to go with you.
The 2 tickets are in my hand.
What if he doesn't want to go? Will you take somebody else?
You want to go?
I do not. I'm not down with Drake.
What do you mean? You're not down with Drake?
I am, but I don't say that. And also, I've been to a Drake show.
Lunchbox, you down with Drake?
I'm down with Drake.
Okay. You want to go to the show?
Yeah. Not with you.
Oh, dang. He got you too.
With my friends.
All right. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that.
You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I saw that Top Gun 3 is in the works, but right. I don't even know there was 2, and I haven't even seen 1.
What do you mean you haven't seen 2? What? You didn't know
you
there
know
was 2?
We talked
about that's 2.
In the theater.
Oh, I thought that was 1.
Nah.
Oh, okay, see, this is why I need Movie Mike. Here we go.
And now Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
I thought the Tom Cruise one was Top Gun 1, but now that makes sense.
You're crazy,
it is.
Man.
He's in both.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
It's like young Tom and then
and the old, but still looks young Tom.
Why haven't seen 2? I haven't seen 2.
Oh, it's good,
correct,
dude.
And everybody likes that one.
Yeah.
Movie Mike, Top Gun 2?
Oh, it's amazing. You need to see it.
What about Top Gun 3? What's happening with it?
So Tom Cruise just signed a big deal with Warner Brothers, getting a bunch of sequels to his movies, and they're going to make Top Gun 3 now because the first one or the second one was so successful.
How old is he? Is he 60 yet?
I think he's almost 60.
But he looks 40.
61.
Wow. And he's still doing maybe some of his own stunts in
his
movies?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of his own stunts.
I think he flew the plane in Maverick.
Like he's
like he actually flew the plane.
Mike,
he put everybody through training so they could fly the plane too, to make it more realistic. That's what makes these movies good.
Okay, so did you watch Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is Mean Girls. This is like a sequel?
It is the musical version of the movie.
Got it. So what'd you think? But
they made the Broadway play, so now they made the movie version of that. It's kind of cringeworthy because they just do all the same jokes line for line from the first one and then just throw in some singing. And I don't really love musicals. So I feel like because they did that, it just makes it kind of a lame watch.
It did win the weekend box office. I'm reading as a headline.
Huh.
I like Mean Girls.
Me too.
I'm not going to go watch it at the theater, though. I like musicals, I think, now. And I am very much, I don't hate when they just start singing, but I loved La La Land.
Well, La La Land was really good.
Come on.
Yeah. And you like Oklahoma?
That's my wife's favorite movie. It's fine. I know all the songs now.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
28 Days Later is one of my favorite horror. It's not really a horror. It's like a virus movie.
So it's scary in that way.
It's scary. Yeah, but to me, it's more like real life. So is that the first one, Mike, 28 Days Later?
Yeah, that's the original one.
And then they did 28 Weeks Later.
Mm-hmm. Sequel.
And now I'm hearing they're coming out with a third one. Let's
28
go.
28 Months Later?
Years.
Oh, years.
Oh, so what is this one about?
So Cillian Murphy is like crushing it now. He's Oppenheimer. So now he was like, I want to do another movie. They wrote it up and they're now going to make another one.
That's his name, Cillian?
The guy.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, I thought it was Cillian. But I saw him on that show. I was on Netflix back in the day where they were like Irish.
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
That's him, right?
Yeah, his name was one of the most mispronounced in 2023.
I'm part of that. Good for me.
Yeah.
Come on. And then a musical artist who I don't think gets the proper respect now, but she was massive, was Linda Ronstadt. Like, for some reason, she doesn't really get the shine that she deserves. And Selena Gomez is going to play her in a biopic. Is that true?
That is true. It actually looks like it could be pretty good. Nobody else has signed on for it, but she is going to play her.
She won 11 Grammys.
Is she dead?
Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah.
I don't think she's dead, is she?
Because that's pretty surprising to do a biopic on someone that's still alive.
Bro, I don't know. Is she dead? Can somebody Google?
She's alive, 77.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. But Linda Ronstadt had so many awesome songs. Like, here, what? I'll play from my phone.
I feel so bad.
Do you know this one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good. I'm going to blow the mom's ears out. You're no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, super underappreciated. And I like Selena Gomez as an actress more than I do as a singer.
Because
her music's way pop, young poppy. As an actress, like, she does the Steve Martin.
Yeah, Only Murders in the Building.
She's awesome in that show.
So good.
Yeah. All right, well, Mike, thanks for the movie debrief there.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Movie Mike, check out his podcast. Just search. Yeah, search Movie Mike wherever you podcast. Thank you.
And that was Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
This pothole shook a dude that apparently was dead. The pothole was so deep. He's alive again.
Stop.
Come on. The guy who had been pronounced dead by doctors came back to life when the ambulance transporting him home to his family hit a deep pothole.
It's a jolt. It's like one of those clear pothole.
The man had not been feeling well for several days, so one of his grandsons decided to take him to the hospital near his home. He was diagnosed with a severe chest infection, which also took a toll on his pre-existing heart condition. And despite doctors' best efforts, he was pronounced dead after 4 days on a ventilator. Very sad. But then something strange happened. The ambulance was traveling, taking his body, and then it hit a pothole and back alive.
Amazing. Wow. I wonder how bad that was. Like, did the stretcher like pop up, hit the ceiling?
They still say it's very serious, but he is breathing on his own. So he's not like doing triathlons right now.
I wonder
if he like slammed into the top.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that those are buckled down.
Maybe they forgot.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they hit a pothole that big, they weren't paying a lot of attention to a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. That's from Oddity Central.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The federal government is ordering states to stop putting funny messages on highway signs. They claim they're too distracting and can cause accidents. I'm going to run through a few
of them. You laugh so hard, you crash.
What?
Well, you're distracted trying to read it. And, well, I'm going to run through some of my favorites that have actually been used across the country. For example, it's football season right now, so tailgating is for football, not highways.
That's funny.
These are all digital billboards, too,
digital,
right?
Yes. Visiting in-laws, slow down, get there late.
I like that one.
See, I think the stuff, we remember this stuff. Like, I think these are better than they are bad.
Yeah, but they're used for, like, hey, slow down, slippery weather.
I think that's okay, though, because I wouldn't have noticed it any other way.
Okay.
Like, it sticks with me if there's like a little texture to it.
Yeah, like, who are you going to call? Nobody. You're driving.
I like that one.
That's good.
Or don't be a stinker.
And so they're saying,
use your blinker.
Don't put them up.
Well, they're saying ultimately they're distracting. Some people trying to read it, maybe put it together. They are longer to read.
And what about all the other billboards
what
on the
mean,
side of the
longer
road?
Longer to read. Yes, there's billboards like crazy.
Everywhere.
Yeah, like, I hear you. I think the federal government has other things to worry about, like aliens. So just move on.
What about this one? Puff, puff, pass the keys to a designated driver.
Got
to
be in Oregon, huh?
Shout out.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this guy was sharing that his fiance called off their engagement because of a sandwich. But I'm going to tell you what happened in this poor guy. It's not because of the sandwich. They've been engaged for 6 months, together 3 years, and she's an emergency room nurse, was really tired one night and was like, hey, can you handle getting us some food? So he went to a local sandwich shop and got 2 tuna fish sandwiches and brought them back. Well, only problem is, his fiance is allergic to all types of fish and shellfish.
Okay.
He says that it was an honest mistake and that she flipped out and she broke off the engagement and he can't believe it's over a sandwich.
No, she was looking for a reason.
Well, she just said the sandwich is a symptom of him not paying attention, and it's because he didn't remember that she has a very serious allergy, and that's the problem.
Again, this was just her final straw. She was looking for a reason. And now she found it. She don't want to die of tuna death. By the way, my wife and I play Overcooked 2 on PlayStation 5. Hilarious. You
what
ever
is
play
that? I don't know what it is.
Overcooked?
Yeah. Where you're 2 chefs in the kitchen and you got to like cook and move this over here and chop it up and then make it and then serve it in time. And it's 2, you're working together. She's pretty good at it. But yeah, we play Overcooked 2.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Sometimes we start yelling at each other. Heat up the rice. Sometimes you got to grab the fire extinguisher to put the fire out if it goes too long. Yeah, it's hilarious. It gets a pretty pressure. You guys could probably couldn't cut in the kitchen like us.
Probably not. Okay. No.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Kenny Chesney hasn't released a new album since 2020, but that changes this year. Kenny just has to figure out exactly what songs he's going to put on the record. He's working
Isn't
through
that.
Isn't
that the case with every record ever in the history of time?
They gotta figure that out.
Kenny's just gotta push record and sing some songs into a microphone.
Well, no, I mean, he was saying, like, he never just wants to force songs onto a record because he wrote them. So yeah. He's also writing with others and friends, new people, and figuring all that out. But the album will be out this year.
All right, thank you. There you go. That's the most vague Kenny Chesney story I've ever heard. All right, thank you. Do your pile close up.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Kobe is a 4-year-old husky in Philadelphia. Roof, 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 roof. Every time he'd go outside, dig, 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 same spot. Dig, dig, dig. And his owner's like, stop. Fill in the hole. Next day, Kobe go back out. Roof, roof, roof. Dig, dig, dig. And Chanel's like, man, there must be something wrong. She goes out there. She starts digging a little bit. She sees a pipe. She's like, hmm. So she calls the city. They come out. There's a gas leak in the pipe.
The dog was digging at the gas leak? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Saved the whole neighborhood.
Are we sure that that's not hyperbole at all?
They said could have been an explosion.
But did it say save the whole neighborhood?
Well, obviously, could have damaged the whole neighborhood.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Could the dog have created that leak with
by digging? That, you know, there are a lot of things here. That's crazy if the dog can, and it probably can.
Yeah.
The dog can smell things that we can't, can see things, can hear things that we can't.
Eddie, what does it say?
That says that the potentially could have endangered the entire neighborhood. Yeah.
Thank you.
But what did he say?
Save the entire neighborhood.
Yeah, no,
I'm just kidding. I don't even care. I don't even care. Yeah, saving one person is awesome.
I have a gas leak in my neighborhood somewhere. I smell it all the time.
In your neighborhood?
Well, where
are you always digging? Like, go wherever that is.
I'm not digging, but I smell it. And I've had the gas company come out and look for it, and they say they don't detect anything. And I'm just waiting for the day where
the explosion is going to tell them you're right.
It's too late.
No. Like, four houses on fire. She's like, I told you.
No, well, we don't want that.
No, I don't
all right,
want
that's what it's all
hurt.
About. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Emily in Connecticut.
I've just noticed that both Eddie and Amy say, wow, 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 in response to things. And I was just wondering, who started saying that first and who copied the other?
I think it was me and
Bobby.
They copied me.
Yep.
But I copied my wife.
Oh.
I think.
We're all just copying each other?
I think.
Well, no, I
well
think
that's how all, that's every
things.
Word. That's every saying ever.
Yeah. Like, that's what's up. Somebody started that.
Stop.
You know what
don't
mean?
Do that. But I think for me, I think it was my wife.
I think because of your wife, sometimes I go, okay, like that. Like,
yeah. Wow, maybe she got it from me. Regardless,
wow.
Never feel bad for taking somebody else's saying because they took it from someone else.
Okay.
Unless they made it up.
But somebody's the original one, and that's really cool to know that.
Maybe it was me.
Yeah, I think it's you.
Wow, wow, wow. Maybe it was
wow,
me.
Wow, wow, wow.
All right, here's another one.
Hey there, here's a morning corny for Amy. Did you know that God only made one Yogi Bear? Yeah, well, that's because when he tried to make the second, he accidentally made a boo-boo. Have a great day.
Oh.
Hey, that's a little 1950s cartoon joke for everybody out there. Yes. All right, let's go over to Amy with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call people who sleep in their socks?
Warm?
So tiny.
Oh, that's funny. Sleep inside.
Oh.
That was the morning corny.
One poll did a survey, what's your most embarrassing life moment? And they listed out generally what are people's most embarrassing moments. Sending a text to the wrong person. I've done that before. I've emailed the wrong person, or I've had a conversation with somebody thinking I was talking to somebody else. That's happened. That kind of sucks. Tripping or falling in public. Probably a common one.
Yeah.
Being late. Having someone or something in your teeth or a wardrobe malfunction. Not brushing teeth or putting on deodorant. You're somewhere where everybody smells you. Getting drunk and talking about a very personal matter. That's one. But I ask you, what is your most embarrassing moment? I can go first if nobody has theirs ready. Does anyone want to go first? Okay, I'll go first.
I don't really want to go.
But it was seventh grade and I was wrestling and it was off-season football. And so, you know, I was never scared to take on the biggest dude. And so I was wrestling the biggest dude. And so I went out. I was running my mouth probably. And he was tossing me around pretty good, and my shorts ripped in the middle. And they ripped. And I didn't know it, but I was getting slung around, and it was out.
It was out.
Yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so everybody started pointing at it, and I was like, what? So then I still kept trying to wrestle. Everybody was, like, backing away from me. Mm. And I was like, ah. But I didn't know that was...
out.
Oh, that's embarrassing, dude.
I know. So they started calling me T-Bone.
No.
I know. It sucked. It sucked. That was,
but it's funny now, though, right? No, not really.
Like that. It's tough. It's a tough one. Tough to be in seventh grade and be called T-Bone. It has nothing to do with my last name either.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put that together.
Nothing. So, yeah, that was a tough one for me. So, old T-Bone, you know, got steak. Amy, you have one you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, mine is one I've shared before, too, but I really think it takes the cake as an embarrassing moment in my life, like the most, and it's when my ex-boyfriend keyed my car in high school.
So you drove to school.
I was at a friend's party.
Okay.
Spent the night, woke up the next morning, and went out to my car, and I didn't know who did it at the time. All I saw on my car was whore spelled wrong.
No W.
Yeah, H-O-R-E. Yeah.
What an idiot.
That should have been the first giveaway of who it was. And then...
Wow, what did you do for him to...
Oh, no.
We broke up. I mean, later I found out, but then I think he maybe panicked. And
maybe?
Because then...
I never panic and key somebody's car.
Yeah.
Right, no, I think he panicked after keying the first part, and so then he went to the back part and keyed in a rival school of ours
to make it
look like maybe it was someone from that school, like...
Got it.
Making a mark on my car.
Tigers suck.
Yeah. Like we went to Austin High and he keyed in Bowie High. Mm. And so then I was like, well, was it somebody from Bowie?
How'd you find out it was him?
It took probably about a year, and then just friends, our friend group.
Oh, somebody snitched him. Dang.
Or maybe he finally shared and then they were like, yeah, Amy,
they snitched him.
But I mean, so for that long, all I knew is everyone at school knew that that was written on my car.
That's somebody from Bowie.
And then I think the most embarrassing part too, though, was having to like take it to my parents. And then my dad helped me get it repainted.
You haven't
admit you were an... Well, I wasn't, but also no dad wants to see that on their daughter. Like, it just was a very difficult...
That hurts.
It was a difficult season.
Eddie?
So, like, I don't know, I guess 20 years ago, I was working for the news in Austin, Texas, and we would do a bunch of press conferences, right? This is where all the TV outlets got together because somebody was announcing something. So I go over to City Hall, set the camera up because the mayor's going to do a press conference, and some artist had set up their art exhibit in City Hall. I guess I set my camera up right in front of one, and I didn't realize it, but in the middle of the press conference, I picked up my camera to try to get a better angle, and I knocked over this, like, fake art tree. Uh-huh. I mean, it was probably 10 feet tall, and it came crashing back, whoosh, in the middle of the press conference,
knocked another
piece of art down.
Oh, no.
And the mayor and everyone there looks back like, what is happening? And it's just me like, I'm sorry. I guess I knocked it over. And I thought I was going to get charged for it, but the artist said, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Art. That's art, man.
But at that moment, that was the most embarrassing thing ever.
Lunchbox?
Man, I don't really get embarrassed. So I guess the most embarrassing is we had a guest on Sore Losers, and he is from Florida, and he plays professional soccer, and scuba also has the same area code. And so the next day I'm texting, I'm like, what the blank was that?
Oh, you said it was the wrong guy.
But it was on my computer, so it just has the phone number.
Yeah.
Save numbers and
No, I don't have to do that. And he replied, excuse me?
You heard me.
And I said, that just doesn't make any sense. And he's like, huh? I was like, oh, now you're going to play stupid?
Oh, gosh.
And then he goes, this is Dax, dude. What's up? And I was like, oh, my bad. I was trying to text Scuba.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's embarrassing.
I mean, oops.
That stinks.
So he's never been back on.
Morgan?
Yeah, so I was at a varsity men's basketball game in high school, and I went to get a pretzel at the concession stand, and I was walking back up in the bleachers, thought I was, you know, hot little thing, and... I took the right step, fell all the way down the bleachers, pretzel, cheese goes everywhere. It was all over me.
Oh.
I stood up at the bottom and just walked away like, that didn't happen. Came back in, everybody applauded me.
But did you wash it all off of you, wipe it off of you?
I tried, but it was like that nacho cheese. It was literally everywhere. It was in my hair. Like, I had just taken the tumble of my life.
Raymundo, you got a closer for us?
Yeah, Texas State, we had this inter-office thing where you could message students and then also professors. And so it was my genius idea to wait until after the test, not take the test, but then message the class and see if I get the answers and kind of learn how to do the math. You still had to show your answers, so I still had to learn it. But I accidentally included the teacher in it, and I go, hey, guys, I realize you just took the test, and I hope it went well. Can I get the answers on that? and the professor was right there included on it. So I believe on Monday he called me to the front. It's pretty awkward. It was like 200 people in this class. And he goes, so this guy was trying to cheat. Let's go ahead and not do what he did. Luckily, I didn't get expelled, though.
Why'd you just not take the test like a normal person?
Because I didn't know how to do the math. So I was like, why don't I get the answers? And then I can try and figure out the math from the answers. And you get like a letter grade less by not taking the test. So why not miss the test?
I don't understand that math, whatever he said.
I give you take it late.
Yeah, I hear you.
You go down. You already, like, you're starting at a B. If you take it late.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm lost by the whole thing. I'm kind of embarrassed at that end of the segment.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, play along in the car. Or if you're listening on podcast, wherever you are, we're going to play Name That Sound, and I'll play you a sound. All you have to do is tell me what the sound is. Oof. It's harder than you think. This first one's going to be pretty easy. This will just be an example. Go ahead.
Got it.
Toilet flushing, yeah.
Flush.
So buzz in with your name, but once you yell, we can't play it again. Everybody ready?
Ready. Yeah.
And here's number one.
Eddie.
That's a pinball machine.
Correct.
Let's go.
Play it again, please. Nice job. Number two, here we go.
Amy. Scissors cutting.
Correct.
Yeah, that's good.
Here it is again. Good. Nice job.
Some construction paper.
Thick stuff.
It's thick.
Okay, here we go. Sound number three.
Eddie. Basketball, bouncing a basketball, dribbling a basketball.
Correct, dribbling a basketball. Here it is again.
Wow, did you record that yourself?
Yeah, it was very quiet.
All right, here we go. Next one up.
Eddie.
What?
Golf ball going in the hole.
Correct.
What?
Let's go.
Wow.
I hear that a lot.
Okay. Golly.
Eddie, three.
You gonna play lunch?
Lunchbox. Oh, you're in. You're playing.
Are you playing?
Oh, I was writing them down.
No.
That's not true.
Amy won. Here we go. Next one.
Amy. A dial
phone. Correct. I'll accept it. Rotary phone.
Wow.
Yeah. Rotary dial.
How many are we playing?
Well, we're just going to go to all 12. And
yeah, good,
seven,
good.
All 12.
Yeah, because I'm going to make a comeback here because
okay.
I'm having a hard time hearing these.
What do you mean?
Should you turn the volume up in your headphones?
Well, at first I thought it was only in one ear, so I kept doing this going, man, it's only...
So it's a headphone issue.
Yeah, I think so.
You're out of your mind, it's not. All right, here we go.
All right.
Next up.
Eddie. Lighting a match.
Correct.
What?
Woo!
What?
Ow! Ah, I hear it now.
Yeah.
It sounds like the stove, click, click, and then boom.
Hey, Lunch, you got a guess, dude. Just say your name.
I don't even hear it.
Next up.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Change. Coming out of the cash register.
Incorrect.
Amy.
What?
Amy.
okay, money dropping into the change bowl.
Eddie. It's a payphone. Coin going in the slot.
Coin in the slot, correct.
Let's go.
You said a bowl. He didn't say it either.
Play it again.
Put the coin in there,
it's
dude.
Literally change in the slot.
Cool.
What'd you say, Lunchbox?
Change coming out of the machine.
Yeah, not the same thing. That would be
it's in. Going
That's
in.
It's not going in.
It's an innie, not a...
Yeah, it's like a belly button. Next up.
Lunchbox. Hey.
Lunchbox.
Eating potato chip.
Correct.
Woo! That's
He's good. On the board. Yeah. Nice board. Job, Lunchbox.
Good job, Lunchy.
Wow, good job, Lunchy. You did it, buddy.
That's gross.
Here we go. Next up.
Amy. Spraying something out
Lunchbox.
Of a bottle.
Correct. Spraying from a bottle.
Yeah, that's violently.
Eddie 5, Amy 3. Lunchbox 1. You got it, though, buddy. You're on
All
the
right,
board.
Come on, Lunchy.
Good job, buddy. All right, here we go. Next.
Lunchbox.
Hey. Lunchbox.
Walking in the snow.
Incorrect.
Eddie. Skiing.
Incorrect. Play it again, Ray.
That's not walking in the snow.
That's like TV static.
That is not walking in the snow. Okay, that's not walking in the snow. What else could it be in the snow? Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah, you haven't buzzed in. Go up more.
Building a snowman.
Ice skating.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dang. I heard it after all that.
Amy, you need to get these two.
Okay.
We have two left.
Ice skating.
And go.
Amy. Shuffling cards.
Correct.
Wow, Amy.
Good job.
Oh, boy.
You need to get this one. And the final one.
Amy.
Amy.
Unlocking a door with a key.
That's it.
Correct.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Did she take the lead or is she
no,
tied?
Tied.
Okay.
So I'll do an impression of something now. You guys just have to name what it is because I don't have any more.
Okay.
Ready?
Amy.
Oh my. Can't say that.
Staying alive on a breathing machine.
Incorrect. I have it written down.
You did it again?
Oh.
Ooh. Making hay.
No.
Lunchbox.
What?
You're already out.
Stanley the dog breathing.
No, it's pumping a bike tire with air.
Okay. This is going to be hard. This is going to be hard. Do another one.
What?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that one?
No, it's good. I hear it now.
See?
I get it.
How about this one?
Eddie. Jump roping.
Incorrect.
Oh,
Amy.
Man.
All right, may I hear it one more time, please? One more time.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mostly because he's tired.
A propeller on a plane.
Incorrect. Pumping a football full of air. Okay.
Okay. Do another one. Do another one. I got this now.
Next one.
I see the theme.
Next one. Let me write it down. Hold on.
Amy! Blowing up a balloon!
Incorrect.
Again. Eddie. Turning on the stove.
Incorrect. The jiggly arm guy at the car dealership to full air.
What?
We're never going to get these. We're never going to get these.
Let's
just call it a tie.
That guy's funny, though. That guy's funny.
Okay. One more. Okay.
A lot of air in this theme.
Here we go.
Hey!
Amy.
Putting air into a balloon!
No.
Oh.
Can I hear it again, Bones?
Yeah.
Got it. Air coming out of the tire.
No, it's air into a bounce house.
Oh, boy. This is ridiculous. Yeah, one more, Bones. One more. We can do this, Amy.
Okay, here we go.
Amy!
Yeah.
Air into a balloon.
No.
Eddie. Blowing up an inner tube.
Oh, so close to an air mattress.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
This is the dumbest game ever. One more.
I can write it down so you don't think I'm cheating.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
No, we don't think you're cheating.
Here we go.
Lunchbox.
You're not in. Oh.
Amy.
Amy.
You and you're working out.
Incorrect.
Eddie.
Yeah.
That's blowing in a balloon.
No, it's blowing basketball with a needle. Oh,
I almost freaking said that just because it was like the last
ball. One more.
Okay. Here we go.
Amy! Blowing air into a balloon.
Correct, 20. Ain't my fault that I'm not here getting low.
Oh, Amy. Good job, Amy.
I saw that one in the cheeks.
Got it. Yeah, got it. All right. Thank you, guys. Here we go. Thank you. Are the phones working?
Yep.
Let's go. I'm so excited about normal technology working.
Yeah, this is good.
So call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. They're back up. 877-77-BOBBY. Let's go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
In the news, do you know if you're driving and you're bundled up, it's dangerous?
Oh, yeah, because maybe you can't maneuver as well.
I get naked when I drive. So I wear a lot of clothes to the car, take them all off, get butt naked, drive, put them back on when I get out.
Good for you.
Safety is my number one priority.
Of course.
Officials say that winter coats that are big and bulky, and boots, hats, gloves, can actually be a liability while driving because it's not your normal stuff, so you don't have your normal time, your normal feel.
Yeah, boots too, yeah.
Big boots make it hard to feel the responsiveness of your brake, clutch, and gas pedals. Hats limit your visibility. Your best plan is to change into driving shoes and use a heater and seat warmers to keep you warm. That's from cottagelife.com. Or get naked. If you're naked in your car, can a cop pull you over if he just sees you with like your nipples?
No.
Great question.
Like after y'all work out, sometimes don't you take your shirt off and drive? What?
Yes. So let's say first, let's do guys first. Okay. I'm naked and the cop sees me shirtless but he sees like maybe a little hip. Is that enough? If he like looks in the window he looks in the side window at a traffic light.
Right.
He can't really see all the way down, but he sees like a little hip. So it's like, I wonder if that dude's naked. Can a cop pull me over if I don't show? So. And then what if it's a woman and you see her nipples?
Ooh,
that's distracting.
It is not illegal to drive naked in any U.S. state. It is illegal to expose yourself in public.
So you can't get out of the car as long as you stay in the car.
Right. I guess if it's visible through the window. Huh.
But what if it's a...
That's a great question about the woman. What if it's a semi looking in on your...
Oh, I didn't think about that. I was going to go up to a convertible.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What about a bike?
Because that would be...
You can't do that.
There was a guy in Austin. He's riding around a thong.
Leslie,
yeah.
Public exposure. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. This is a real, real intelligent show. A woman who used Ozempic had a really bad side effect.
Oh, there's bad.
She got stomach paralysis, so she has diarrhea for the rest of her life.
Oh.
The rest of her life?
Yeah. Oof.
Like all the time or just once a day or...
The rest of her life, every time.
Yeah.
Oh, so just anytime she has to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So a lot of people now, because this drug is now being used widely, a lot of things can go wrong. I understand what can go right. However, one of the bad things that's happened has been gastroparesis. It's paralysis of the stomach. Nausea, vomiting, severe pain. Every time.
Mm. Mm.
That stinks. It's from Daily Mail. Literally.
Yeah.
Possibly the... Well, let me think. Lunchbox, would you like this if you got Hugh Hefner's red velvet smoking jacket that he wore?
Yeah.
Think about this. But I want it. I don't think I would.
What?
Why would you want that, Lunch?
Dude, do you know how cool that is and how many women that's been around?
I don't know. He wasn't
It's a status symbol.
The jacket is set to go up to auction at the end of March. The smoking jacket comes alongside his silk pajamas.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Slippers, his pipe.
Ew.
That's so gross, man.
Man, get that jacket and the slippers.
Mm. You'd wear it?
Yeah.
It's like the red one. I can picture it in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They think it'll go for like $3,000 to $4,000. I bet it goes more than that. I wouldn't like that.
You buy it?
I don't know.
Have we bid?
Since like in the last handful of years when women have come out and shared more stories about what they endured in the home through him, like, and it wasn't positive stuff, like, I don't know that he's as, you know... Do you think that hindered him?
Sure, probably
his reputation.
But I think he was such a cultural icon to Grodies for so long.
Okay.
The Grodies.
Grodies.
That far.
You.
You know, people
that,
like you.
That to most people, that was just something that was a quick news story that actually meant more than anything else. But it's just you remember the Hugh Hefner, the legacy. What?
Yeah.
I mean, what he started, what he created. I mean, dude. So dumb. He changed society.
Yeah, sure did.
No, he made nudity more acceptable. Mm-hmm. That magazine.
That's why I want to drive in my car.
Now I'm driving in a car.
Butt naked, yeah. Yeah. From this site called Comic Book, Yellow Jacket Season 3 is finally set to release. If I were to say, what's a show they ruined? Don't give me an answer now. You can give me one in the next segment if you want. A show that was great Season 1 or even part of Season 2, and then all of a sudden it just took a weird turn and lost itself. What would that show be? Because for me, it's Yellow Jackets. I loved that show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it just turned in a weird way?
It just got into way too weird, like supernatural crap. And I'm like, you're trapped in a woods over Canada. You got to eat each other. You don't need supernatural.
Yeah.
You're cannibals.
And it didn't start supernatural.
No, they're on a plane. They're flying to a soccer tournament.
Well, and then that was the past. And the present day stuff was interesting, too, because it was like they were.
Don't spoil
it. Oh, my gosh. Amy.
Wow.
Amy.
Don't spoil anything. Wow.
See, she runs into it reckless. I love it. That's how she lives her life. She just runs into it and has a good time.
Shoot. Okay.
Careful.
But think about that answer. Maybe we do it in the post show today.
Well, like your radar is just off.
Yeah. No, you don't have one. You've never had one.
It's been broken.
Hulk Hogan helps rescue a teen from an overturned vehicle. Hulk Hogan was a real-life hero this week, helping to rescue a teenage girl who was trapped after a car crash in Florida. Hulk Hogan is 70.
Wow.
He's still so thick.
Oh, he's still ripped?
Like, I watch him on podcasts. I tried to get him to do an interview. We went down to Tampa. I don't know if he just said no or he wasn't there, but we didn't get to do it. But man, he is he's 6'7".
Did he get the car off of them?
I forgot. I've been drilling over his body over here. Hold on. Let me get back to the story here. I can't believe he's 6'7".
That's huge.
You don't
remember in Rocky?
Like, no,
he
do,
towered
but I just,
over Sylvester
all
Stallone.
Those guys are so big when they wrestle, so they all look like they're just normal because they're all so big.
Yeah. It's like y'all with those basketball players. Yeah. They're all so tall. They look tall, and then you put them next to you.
Yeah, they're huge.
Is that funny, dude?
Yes. That picture's hilarious.
Dude, that picture's hilarious. Like, we look tiny.
No, but she likes taking her little shot.
No. That's not her shot. You're tall.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
For average.
I don't think I got past this belly button.
First of all, I'm taller than average. Average is like 5'9".
Right.
Eddie's even taller than average.
Yeah.
What is he?
Thanks, dude. I'm almost 5'11".
Anyway, Hulk Hogan, he came up beside a vehicle on Sunday night and he freed this girl who was trapped inside. He punctured the airbag that I guess had deployed with a ballpoint pen and so then pulled her out.
Wow.
That's cool.
I got you, brother.
He saves her and does his hand wave thing to his ear.
Yeah.
Am I this America? All right. Good job, Hulk Hogan. If you're listening, call us. We'd love to talk to you. I don't think I've ever talked to Hulk Hogan. Have we?
Never.
No.
Which is worse for your brain? According to this new research, the research journal is called Addiction. And think about it. There's an easy answer. Think about it first. Which is worse for your brain? Brain. Alcohol or cannabis? Weed. Brain. Not saying kidneys. Not saying...
It's alcohol.
Alcohol.
Because I think alcohol dries out your brain.
Wait, what?
That's what I picture, because it just dries out your body, so I figure it just dries out your brain,
too. Yeah, and your brain is...
I mean, I think about the decisions I made on alcohol, and it's not good.
Like what, dude?
Yeah.
I mean, seeing some of those girls...
Okay. Can you compare them to decisions you made smoking weed?
Yeah, it's not as bad. You're more chill.
Okay, but also, when I was doing some intense brain therapy, she took some scans of my brain, and she was like, hey, so... Do you smoke weed every day?
Amy makes her own deodorant too, everybody, in case you're wondering.
And I said,
you're like, yeah, man.
I don't know. I don't smoke weed every day, but apparently my brain was just asleep. And I had scans that appeared like a weed smoker. So I don't know. So now I'm starting to think, is it the weed? Because your brain just goes to sleep.
A study of over 1,000 people's brains tested whether booze or weed. Booze. Who calls it booze? That's a story. I don't say booze. Does the most damage. The researchers found that long-term alcohol use is way more damaging to the brain than weed use. Alcohol use is linked to decreased gray matter size and lower white matter in the brain. Weed, cannabis, though, has no link to reductions of the bad stuff in any way whatsoever.
Gotcha.
At least in the brain, there's nothing. Like, you gotta think, Native Americans, it's a plant.
They smoke the pipe.
And I don't smoke weed. Never smoke weed. I never smoked anything. I don't even smoke a chicken.
You should.
I'll just grill it. I'm scared to smoke anything.
And also our bodies, the addictive side of alcohol, like how much it depends on it. I don't know how much is your brain and other parts of your body, but like to detox from that, it's like alcohol is the scariest one where people can die from it if they're not medically.
Scariest because the numbers that have the trouble with it, because I think heroin's
your body. I know, but how dependent your body is on it. I thought the same thing too. And then I was talking to someone one day and they said, yeah, you know, they work with addicts and they said, yeah, I could put someone with heroin in a room to detox and give them some food, it's going to be painful, pretty horrible, but they could sit in the room and like sweat it out, do the whole thing themselves. And then with alcohol, though, she said she always likes to have eyes on them. We prefer it be a medical detox because your body will just shut down and die.
Wow. I've known people that have had that have gotten sober from alcohol, and it's definitely really hard. I've known people, but I've also known people who've had to try to get off meth.
Yeah.
And that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know about the what it takes you through and like how difficult it is to stop it, but it's like what's happening physically to your body once you don't give it the alcohol. It's like.
What about cigarettes?
Well, I don't think you'd die.
Dude, I'm not a doctor. I am a doctor, but not
you
for
are.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Letters.
I don't think if you don't give your body the nicotine, you'll die. I think it's painful and it sucks and you want it. But
how do people just stop drinking straight up?
I know. Listen, I'm just sharing with you what
we need
I heard.
NPR to get on this with Amy and fact check her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can fact check me. I feel pretty confident about it.
But not super?
I'm not. I think that you should be monitored for certain drugs. I'm just saying her experience, alcohol. She said, generally speaking, people don't realize how damaging alcohol is in the body and that you can die if you just, someone that's been dependent on alcohol and drinking it every day, they just die.
I've just seen the meth.
Potentially.
People try to get off meth and it is a nightmare. And I see a lot of people not drink anymore.
I know. I guess it depends on how.
Uber is shutting down the booze app, Drizzly. I don't say booze. Why did the news story say booze?
All booze. Booze.
What's this? The broad drank booze.
It reminds
me of
like
old words that like weird men said 20 years ago.
Don't go out drinking that booze.
Hey. They bought it for $1.1 billion and they just shut it down.
I mean, guys, you think getting in business with me is bad?
Well, they may have shut it down, though, to keep them from losing money through it growing.
But you pay $1.1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
No, I hear you, but you're not buying it. My thought is they bought it to keep a competitor from growing more so than to own it, to do it themselves. Because a competitor growing also ends up costing you money even if you do nothing. Mm.
So, wow.
All right, thank you. News, closer.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I think this will be helpful to our listeners. Someone had asked me in a Q&A on my Instagram, what is a bad day at work for you? And I just wrote, when I have a sore throat, because it sucks. It doesn't matter how good everything is. Yeah, talk, your throat sore kills. So pickle juice, I've never used pickle juice for a sore throat. And apparently it's like the ultimate home remedy.
Really?
I saw this on the Today Show website. Pickle juice, and now scientists are coming together. The juice helps sore throats because of the ingredients salt, and vinegar since they can help calm inflammation and go after the bacteria.
Wow.
The Cleveland Clinic now says that pickle juice has several health benefits that include antioxidants to help fight infection, probiotic properties to keep your gut bacteria in balance, electrolytes. All of this. Athletes drink pickle juice for
cramps.
Hydration?
Yes. Yes, all of that. Hydration, electrolytes, recovery. But if you have a sore throat, and I'm sure it doesn't feel good, like you're like, not the taste of it, even like the burn, but they say because of that salt and vinegar with the inflammation and the going after the bacteria.
I thought like salt inflames your body. Like every time I like eat a lot of salt, I'm like, I feel.
Bro, you can what do I know? I'm reading from the Cleveland Clinic here, and I think there are probably different ways, but I don't want to guess.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to question his fellow doctor.
And also, this is natural salt.
Right. It probably depends on the salt. And if it's coming from like stuff that's put in your food and maybe you had too much sodium, then you feel bloated.
Yeah.
I live bloated.
Always?
Always. I woke up last night at, you know, normal 1:30 accidentally, but I always wake up and I woke up nervous.
Well, the cortisol is what we talked about, right?
Thank you, Mom. It is.
So,
she's like, that's what we talked about, right? I know about it.
We've been over this.
Yeah. No, I'm
trying
to. How
many times do I have to tell you?
I'm like, are you normally not nervous? You're just.
No, I always wake up and I'm like, this is how I wake up every time, though, even if I'm not waking up in the middle of the night. Here's an impression of me waking up.
Oh,
every
you scared
time.
Me.
Every time I wake up, it's like this.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
But usually, I can, if I do set aside the right amount of time, I can sleep 5, 6, 7 hours. But I woke up at 1:30, nervous, my heart pounding. And I will wake up when I wake up at 1:30. I can feel my heart pounding a little bit, but I was like, oh, God, like nervous. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm trying all the things that it says. Like I read about cortisol levels. I thought it was cortisone cream. Put that on, didn't work. Turns out, whole different thing. And so it's like the stress hormone. And so I'm doing things. I turn all the blue light crap off my devices.
Breathing?
Yeah.
Are you breathing?
What are you doing now?
Breath work. Yeah.
Or else he would die.
Yes, yes.
I don't mean.
I need a doctor to tell me what's going on. I've tried it all. Well, I've tried those couple things, breathing and
cortisone
cream. But no, I wake up middle of the night, nervous, heart pounding, and like. But even when I wake up in the morning, let's say I do sleep until the normal wake up time for us, 3:34, whatever time that is, I wake up like this every time.
Yeah.
So that I got to get that fixed. It's some sort of anxiety issue, but anxiety doesn't like how it affects me doesn't keep me from doing things. I think it may.
Through high functioning.
It may limit what I like. I don't know what I'm not doing because I'm limited by it. It's not keeping me from doing anything. Man, if I get even higher functioning, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to explode. God dang. Lunchbox, you ready to play the game? All right. Creepy or not creepy? Go ahead.
So we've had snow, guys, and we went sledding the other day. And I was like, yes, we're going to go sledding again tomorrow. So yesterday I was like, kids, who's ready to go to the park and go sledding? They're like, nah, Dad, we just want to play in the backyard. We just want to play in the backyard. And I said, well, we don't have hills in the backyard. I want to go down the hills. So I grabbed the sled and I headed over to the local park.
You made the kids go with you?
No, I left them at home.
You went by yourself?
They didn't want to go.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't want to go. So my wife stayed home with the kids, played in the backyard. I went to the local park where all the kids were hanging out and I did sledding. And.
Well, that's not, that itself is not super weird. Because you're covered, you could be a big kid. Your head's in a beanie and
one of the kids could be yours.
Right.
Out of all of them that are there?
Yeah, it's probably not just an adult man up there sledding by himself.
Except for it was.
Right, but, go ahead.
Yeah, and it wasn't the best snow, but they started throwing snowballs at each other. Oh. So?
You joined in?
I joined in.
You hopped in the snowball fight with kids?
Yeah.
That you don't know?
Yeah. Some of them were teenagers.
Like
15.
Yeah. How hard would you throw the snowball at them?
Oh, I just throw it as hard, whatever.
Oh, hard as you could? Like you were competing?
Yes. And they were hitting me. I was hitting them. I was like, let's go. And so then I told my wife, she goes, you can't get in the snowball fight. That's creepy.
I think if you were to accidentally hurt somebody and then it turns out you're an adult man doing it by yourself, that's where it probably doesn't look its best. Because again, in full winter clothes, you got your hoodie and your jacket and your head's covered. They just think you're somebody's dad.
Yeah.
But if you're pounding like a 7-year-old over and over again and he starts bleeding and they're like, yo, dude, what's up? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Also, I would encourage us to tap into our childlike behavior.
But not tap in with other people's children.
Right.
Okay.
That's where it gets weird.
Yeah. Like you can do that without other kids.
But wait, what if they throw a snowball at me? I'm not allowed to throw one back?
I don't feel like that's how it started.
No, it's not. They were throwing them at each other. And I was like, oh, let me get in on this. And I threw one, and
I'm going to say not creepy, but there is risk there of if something goes wrong, it being real creepy real fast.
Yeah, like if it hits
of significant nature, of like somebody gets hurt, then it turns out there's an adult man with no kids, and then one of the kids goes, he didn't just hit me, he, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because some of the kids, like, you throw snowballs at them, and they would jump on the sled and slide down the hill to get away, and then they'd come back up and you hit them again.
Oh, that's fun.
How long did you throw snowballs?
Probably a good 30 minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
Arm hurts.
That's a long time.
He comes in with ice on his arm like a pitcher.
I mean, it was a good little, I mean, there was a lot of people.
We're going to go not creepy, just be careful.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is borderline.
Okay, but hey.
But
it's
hey,
fun, man. It's hey, when that snow comes out, you don't, because I never saw snow as a kid, so it's like living as a kid all over again.
Okay, I feel yeah. that. Yeah. Just do it without other kids, is what I'm saying, that aren't yours.
Okay.
For the most part, yeah. Morgan had to call 911 yesterday.
What?
Oh.
That's my job.
Well, no, it's everybody's job if they see something. Yes, don't
She's
get jealous.
Stealing my thing.
Yeah, go ahead. What happened?
I didn't want to steal your thing. So I was driving, leaving work yesterday, and I saw a guy like slumped over on the side of a building, and I was really concerned that he was no longer alive. But I didn't want to go up to him because I didn't feel safe. So I was like, okay, let me just call 911. So I called 911, talked to him, but the problem was I'm really bad at directions, so I had to explain where he was based on the restaurants around when they kept being like, what's the address, ma'am? And I was like, no, like it's by this pizza place and it's in the circle.
That's how I'd have to do it too.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have any address to anything. Yeah, and so do you know what happened?
I don't know. They're like, okay, we'll get a police officer out there to check on him. So I'm hoping, like, he's okay. I mean, he seemed dressed for the weather, so I'm hoping it wasn't, like, a medical something happened, but I don't know. I had that replay in my head of, like, if you see something, say something. And so I was like, well, this
in my head,
pointless.
It's always like, don't call 911 because you go to jail.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what if he just, they're like, oh, yeah. Who knows why he was there, but what if it's like, oh, public intoxication.
Or what if it's like, they think it's not important enough and I go to jail.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't think that. I want to go talk to Mike in Massachusetts. Mike is a trash man, wants to call the show. Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
How much? Morning, studio.
Morning.
I wanted to call and talk about Lunchbox's garbage dilemma.
Yes, he is in a beef. He got a feud with his garbage man because the garbage man won't pick up his trash because Lunchbox was talking crap about garbage man.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think that's hilarious that he won't pick up. That's what he's saying. The company I work for, they would not allow us to do that. The only way we're allowed to refuse trash if there's something in it that can't be thrown away.
Yeah, but I don't think the company realizes what's going on. Like, I mean, it's not like he probably goes and back and tells his boss, hey, I skipped his house. Don't worry about it.
Good point.
I mean, and so when I email, they probably check with the driver and say, no, we hit that street. And then they're like, it was taken care of. They don't come out and check. No one's come to see my trash can with the...
a couple things you can do. You can actually, instead of emailing the company, call the company.
Okay.
Or when you put it out, take a picture of it, email the company, say, my trash is out. Am I doing something wrong?
I hear you. But let's go.
I mean, literally.
Let's go to the core of this.
I have an alley, so I don't need to put it out. Like, it's right there.
Where you have no reason to badmouth anybody.
I didn't badmouth them.
You're like, don't tip your trash man. You could just have said nothing.
Yeah, but I could say them begging for tips is crazy.
Okay.
They're not begging. It's
they didn't beg.
He put a note on the trash can.
It's
he tapes
it.
Mike, what would you like to say to this?
Well, first of all, Lunch, I honestly, in my opinion, putting a note on the trash pile, to me, I can agree that he's begging.
Thank you.
But one thing you understand is we're out here pretty much 365 days a year.
In
all sorts of weather. It was snowing yesterday. I worked 12 hours up here.
Yeah.
You know, we are one of the companies, we are one of those professions that feel totally underappreciated.
Yeah, me too.
So when my customers tip me at Christmas time, and it's not always money. It's a bag of chocolates, homemade cookies. The kids have made cards saying thank you. You know, it's just hey, we're thinking about you. We appreciate you. That's what it means to me. It's more of an appreciation than begging for money.
Right. Your final thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with him. I feel like we have an underappreciated job, too. I like it when people...
We don't. We have an overappreciated job.
No, I love it when people send homemade cookies and, like, cards and say thank you.
But you
and,
beg for people to fill your Amazon wish list of your groceries.
That's right. Well, if teachers can do it, why can't I?
Okay, but if it doesn't matter. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you sharing your perspective.
Like, I like
on
this
that.
Dude, and I get, you know, working in all the weather. We do too. Like, we
no, we don't.
We came to work in the snow yesterday.
No, we drove outside. Here. Mike, thank you, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
I like Mike.
Yeah. Let's go to Sonia.
Good dude. Mm.
Hey, Sonia. Sonia, how are you?
Doing good. How are y'all?
Really good. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Lunchbox. He claims to be this famous person, but yet he can't afford a car.
That's a great
point. No, I have a car.
Your car works like 1 out of 3 days.
Correct. It's paid off. No, I didn't pay cash for it, but I paid it over 5 years, and it is 19 years old, and I mean, I don't know what she means, but I don't have a car.
15 years ago.
You don't have a reliable mode of transportation.
Correct.
Because
I do
you're
not
always
have
asking
that.
Us for rides.
But I do also, not. He could go buy a car.
Yes.
He could.
He's choosing not to.
It's a choice.
And at first he chose not to because he didn't want to waste that money because he wanted to go gamble in Vegas.
Correct. For the iHeart Festival. And how long ago was that? Look at how long we've made it.
So yours is now just a waiting game to see how long you can make it?
No. But I'm just saying, like, you got to make calculated decisions. I wanted to gamble in Vegas. I was able to gamble in Vegas. And then...
I guess if you were such a celebrity, I'm surprised people aren't throwing cars at you.
I am shocked, too.
Oh, you are?
Like, that is one thing I am like, how come no one has called and said, yo, why don't you drive our car and boom.
And boom. What does boom constitute?
I don't know.
Sonia, that's a great point. I appreciate you asking that question. Because, yeah, any big celebrity that I think I would know would have a car, regardless of if they had to pay for it or somebody else gave it to them to drive.
Yeah, all you guys have nice cars and stuff to drive, but he doesn't. Yeah. I mean, he claims to be famous, but...
Do they have nice cars? You sure about that?
A nice car.
Who doesn't?
Oh, no. I guess Eddie did upgrade.
I have a Jeep.
Eddie has a Jeep. Picks me up every morning.
I used to have a Ford Focus. I guess that's what he's referring
to. Yeah, in the snow. He doesn't pick you up every morning.
Like, I don't know what
no,
my...
No, the snow, though, is awesome. Hey. Eddie pulls up.
What about Mike D?
He picks up
drive?
His best girl, ready to go on our date. Okay, fun. Eddie. I come out running.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ray doesn't have a nice car. Me and Ray.
Are you still thinking about that? I was just kind of a hypothetical. Like,
yeah. Abby's got two cars. She's rich.
Oh, two car Abby?
Yeah.
All right, hey, thank you, Sonia. All right, thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from South Brunswick, New Jersey. A man that lives around the corner from a convenience store likes to go to that gas station all the time. And he uses $100 bill. He's been doing it for about 6 months. Only problem is, it's that fake $100 bills that you guys have that say for TV only.
Movie purposes. They never check to see it. No, they do look pretty real, but they don't feel real.
No, they don't feel real. They're like regular paper.
They said he would always go in when it's busy and there's only one person working. And so the person's in a hurry trying to help all the customers. But the problem is he kept going in over and over. And after the seventh time, they finally caught him.
Yeah, like after three times, if it works, you probably
move to a different gas station.
You go somewhere else.
Yeah. But don't do it because that's real trouble.
Real trouble.
That's real trouble. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There's new AI software that is excellent at forging handwriting or signatures.
That's scary.
So they can basically see 20 handwriting samples and go, oh, yeah, we got that. No problem.
And just sign whatever.
Just a computer. Yeah. So what's my theory is what's going to have to happen with a lot of these signings or a lot of these autographed memorabilia, there's going to be some piece of DNA on it or something.
Or a fingerprint.
Yeah, that. Well, a fingerprint you can steal, though.
And a picture you can Photoshop, so I don't know.
So it's like, they need to like, you know, they bleed on it a little bit. But then it's all like Jurassic Park, and then they create new versions of you from the DNA.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? We did a food draft, foods that start with T.
Oh, come on.
In last place, and continuing his streak to be the worst drafter in the history of the show, is Raymundo.
Yeah!
Ray finished last with toaster strudel, tres leches cake, and tortilla chips. Mm. So Ray's out next draft. Amy, you're in next time.
Yes.
In fourth place, lunchbox with tamales, turkey, and tiramisu.
That's fine.
Also, Morgan didn't win tater tots, toast, and Twizzlers.
Yeah, I felt strong about that, though.
Who had number one pick and they didn't pick? It was Ray.
I know, it was me, and I just didn't remember tacos.
I went third and got tacos and won by
a ton.
44%. Eddie, by the way, you came in third.
Third?
Yeah, Morgan came in second. Eddie, you had tortilla, Twix, and Totino's pizza rolls.
Yeah, not very healthy, but good stuff.
Not to add to the diet. All in one setting, yes. Morgan had tater tots, toast, and Twizzlers. And I had tacos, tomato soup or grilled cheese, and then tea of the sweet variety.
You're the dominates.
So, if Morgan, bring my belt, please.
Wow, yeah.
You have room up there? You got a lot of stuff.
I know I need to get rid of some of this stuff. I got helmets and balls and race car
a
hats.
Boxing glove.
I know. This is the belt. Thank you, Ray. Champion me up here. I am the champion, my friend. I won the draft. I'm going to put this right up here. Oh, hold on.
Be careful.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Got it.
Oh, boy.
I'm there. Boom. How's that look?
That fits.
All the champions. Thank you guys for voting. You made me come true. It's all you guys, the fans. You did it.
It was the tacos. Yeah,
but also, they don't know who they're voting for.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they don't know who they're voting for.
Right, so they voted for the taco.
Yeah, but I felt like you felt it, you know? All right, that's it. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.